expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
God bless you. My famous guy. I'm in Weehawken across the Quad Deer. Any property you need, reach out to Quad Deer Klein. Tell him I sent you. All right, here we are. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We welcome you to Mike Live. And also, you're listening to www.mikebroadcastdv.com, which, of course, is the Mike Radio Show. We got another teaching today. I'm going to be doing SITU for the next hour. Just get your Bibles, get your iPads, get your notebooks, get your pens, your pencil. About to learn today. Let's pray and get into this word. We got one commercial break on www.mikebroadcastdv.com around 2:30. I'm going to continue to teach here on Mike Live. If you're not a student of SITU, you need to watch this broadcast. My job is to equip and train saints so you can understand the true meaning of your purpose and your existence, and how Christ Jesus wants to be glorified not only in your lifestyle, but also glorified in your city, in your town. This is a powerful teaching. I've been teaching this the past few weeks, of course, on wealth, the 21st century weapon. We live in a 21st century. Whoever controls the wealth controls the nations. Now, you can make it spiritual. You can talk about Jesus. You can talk about God. You can talk about Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal. Whoever controls the gold, the wealth calls the shots. If it wasn't for the grace of God, by the authority in Christ Jesus, this world will be so perverted and twisted because people love money above the love of God. But something about the church should set us aside when it comes to the love for God first, and then having the resources to change and transform our community second. We're going to pray again into this. I'm going to show you something a little bit culturally different amongst us as a black people, and culturally different amongst those of the first century Jews. Now, you're also watching me on Mike Live. You notice my tooth is missing. My cap fell out, and I swallowed it by mistake. That's because I didn't take heed to the warning to go get my teeth checked before I left for Florida. But it is what it is, and I'm not going to let my tooth that's missing keep me from broadcasting and teaching. Let's pray and get into the Word. Lord God, we pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory. He gives unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Their eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to usward, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead far above all principalities and all powers and all mights, in all dominions, not only in this world, but the world which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all. Christ Jesus, the head, we make up the body, we're one. In Jesus' name, amen. First of all, I want to give God thanks. Okay, Andrea, play cards, and it's for you. I'm on www.mikebroadcastdv.com every single Saturday, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, as I continue to teach you about kingdom truths that relate to our lives today. But today I'm teaching a BA level course on, of course, SITU. And this is something, Andrea, should be watching carefully. We want to show you about wealth, the 21st century weapon. And whoever controls the wealth, whoever manages the wealth, can control the policies of their city and their town. I am not your rapture preacher. I am not your takeaway up in heaven someplace preacher. I don't tend to look at scripture from that perspective. I believe if we have the kingdom, we have all the power we need to transform and change our society today. At the same time, I do believe that the natural seed of Israel can still have the promised land at the same time. It has nothing to do with the Israel of God, which combines the Jews and the Gentiles together through Christ. And we can transform a world through a spiritual revival that can also come a physical revival. And true revival is not true revival unless it includes economics. Let me say it again. True revival is not true revival unless it includes economics. I showed you last week, I think it was, where Jacob was leaving the land of Canaan, headed for Egypt, because there was a famine in the land. And the Bible says that Jacob did not believe his sons when he said that Joseph was still alive until he looked and saw the chariots and the Mercedes and the Beamers that Pharaoh sent on Joseph's behalf to pick up the father. So when he saw the prosperity, when he saw the wealth, the Bible says his spirit was revived. So these folks who say they got three-night revivals and a revivalist speaker come in, sometimes I chuckle on my brothers, a revival is when life comes to a point that touches the economic realm. So I do not believe in a poor, busted, and disgusted gospel. I think when you really preach the gospel of the kingdom, Quadir, Monty, and Andrea, my student, it has to include economics and wealth and one's ability to take care of its community. If you're not concerned about your fellow brothers and your sisters, it's not true gospel. You can't just tell me you just love Jesus and you're not concerned about feeding your brother and your sister. Hello, Brianna. And so I got to always sound kind of rough and tough. They call me the radical prophet. They give me all these names and titles. And I'll be saying to myself, what's so radical about the Bible? I mean, the thing I'm going to show you is going to be scriptural. I'm going to back it up by scripture. And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe in a gospel that does not relate to today's society. Does not tap in into what's going on in our community. I do not believe in a gospel where we talk about cast with a friendly ghost and the unseen spirit realm that does not tap into natural resources. I don't believe the gospel of the book of Acts is something that just deals with this type of thing outside someplace, way up someplace after you die to a casket. These are some of the teachings we've been taught down through the years that I think have been perverted, erroneous, and got us to focus on the wrong thing, which created distractions. You know, it's funny. It's almost like God is only used for fire insurance. Like God is only good for funerals, bad news. United States of America always become real religious after a bomb or a major shooting or the president got winged or got shot at, and all of a sudden the world stops. We interrupt this broadcast. I say we only interrupt the broadcast when something is newsworthy. But the kingdom is consistent. The word of God is consistent, Andrea. And it teaches us on a regular basis that we're supposed to prosper. Head, not the tail, and front, not behind. Those promises are still yea and amen according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. The only part of that scripture that's not for us today is the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians tells you that. But the first thing comes from giving your life to Christ and serving of all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And you can't Burger King and pick out scripts you want to pick out that accommodate your lifestyle. Don't work like that. You have to change to accommodate the Christ, not Christ accommodate to you. Now, I'm speaking this across the board. So I'm trying to show you that God is interested in all parts of your life, economically, spiritually. When Jacob was being restored back to his son Joseph, after thinking he was dead for 23 years, he didn't just leave Canaan and just move. It included his finances. It included his grandkids. It included the stuff they owned. They had to transport their stuff from Canaan to Egypt because famine was so bad that the only city that had the prophetic prophet that would tell them what was up and coming was Joseph. So Joseph was sent ahead to economically rescue his dad and his brothers and his family. Hello, Tammy Ruth, one of the most beautiful girls in the world, my spiritual sister. God bless you, Tammy. And so we have to think of economics if you think about revival. We have to think of restoring all things. You can't just think about Jesus up in the sky someplace. When you deal with kingdom, it is a full gospel. It includes spirit, soul, and body. We're supposed to open up companies. We're supposed to transform nations. We're supposed to create these type of community. Now, I'm sitting in Florida. Couldn't even afford to be here, but someone snatched me out of here and just took care of me because I could not even do this. I did not want to leave because I want to stay home and work. But the Spirit got, you got to go. And at the last minute, I had to leave, but I was taken care of this week, you know, and I'm so humbled by it because I know I was on someone else's ticket. That ticket was my wife who paid for it and kind of supported my whole family. But she said, I got to get out to get some rest for my mind. And so I've been here since Monday. And we return on Sunday evening. But I'm showing you something here. I'm in a community now, and those of you who listen to www.mikebroadcastgv.com, you can't see this, but I might live. I'm showing you an area where one of my family members owns a timeshare in this area. It's a beautiful place in Florida near Kissimmee, where people are building communities, which I think is really the job of the church is to build communities. I don't believe in the gospel. I'm sorry, y'all. They just include going to heaven after you die. I think we should be creating retirement homes for our fathers and our moms. I think we should have the wherewithal to create health programs and sporting arenas and malls and transportation so people are able to get to something to help them live their lives. It really amazes me. I don't know what we thought that our elders, our aunts, and our uncles were just going to stop growing. But as we get older, I'm 56, as we get older, our parents are older than us. And your aunts and uncles are going to begin to grow old. Some will end up in wheelchairs. Some will use walking sticks. Some will be just holding out barely because of the lifestyle they live. They didn't live a healthy lifestyle, and the body wore out. And as people get sick, they start calling you. Pastor Mikey, stop by the house. Sister Tammy, come check on your dad. You know, Sister Andrea, check on your mom. You know, Sister Brianna. And so what happens, as these folks get older, they start calling on you more because they cannot take care of themselves. But that's the problem with the church. We don't have a Joseph vision to see about building communities. And because we don't think community, we think rapture, someday, fly away, Christ coming soon. And we teach these messages, and they sound cute, and they get a lot of shouting and dancing in church services, but they're not real reality. You know, and if you really want to build revival, you really want to do community, show me what properties you own. Show me the stores you're opening up. Show me your gated community. Show me how clean your streets are. Show me where can you go to a good mood without getting shot at. Show me where the level of your security is. Show me the plight of your schools. What are the grades? What is the graduation rate? What is the career and business ratio in your community? How is the dollars alive in the black community versus the white community? I just think we have short-circuited our believing to a point that gospel comes down to how many folk walk up in front of your local church on a Sunday morning and join the local church. I'm sorry, that's not the full gospel. That's a portion of it. It's not all of it. And I know some people are bothered by my message because I do challenge the local church to think bigger than the four walls. I think if we die in the four walls, we have done a disservice to the kingdom of God. I think the church is bigger than four walls. I believe it is a body. It's not bricks and mortar. It's a body. It's a called out people under divine leadership. Now, I do not believe in self-appointed apostles, self-appointed prophets. I think if an anointing is in your life, it should be recognizable by other clergy, other presbytery, and they can appoint you while God anoints you. And so I still believe in licensing and being ordained and understanding the true meaning of God bless you, Pastor Ike McKenna, who's also watching here on Mike Live. Pastor Ike McKenna is one of my spiritual dads. I honor this brother highly. You know, he has been a blessing to my family. When my wife and I were trying to close on our first house, it was two people who came to help us, Pastor Melina and Pastor Ike McKenna. I'll never forget him sowing that seed into my life and helped me close on our first house. So I'm always praying blessings upon Pastor Isaac McKenna. Never forget Ike McKenna, never. And the great work, he was one of the forerunners of the charismatic movement in New Jersey. He had one of the foremost churches in Hackensack, King of Kings. And I'll never forget that, Pastor Ike McKenna. God bless you. And I don't like to forget any doorway I came, but God bless you, James. God bless you, Catherine Smith Carter. And so it's so important when we start talking about what real revival is. It includes economic development. It includes owning apartments. And I don't even think just saying you own a house is sometimes prosperous, because sometimes a house can be a liability and not an asset. And so if you buy a house, make sure you got some equity in it so you can take a loan off of it to open up a business. Or if you buy a two-family house, make sure the people on the first floor pay your rent to take care of your mortgage. See, you got to own property that brings assets back in your pocket. But what we do, because we don't understand wealth, we buy cars and clothes and sneakers and all these perishable goods. They're not assets. They become liabilities. People, I think, that own more than one car vehicle and you don't really need it, I think that's wasteful. I think it's luxury wasteful. That's my personal opinion. I think if you're going to have a car to drive, fine. A truck to get around, fine. You want to have a nice luxury car, maybe one, but buying 5, 10, 20, spend your money off of stuff when your next-door neighbor can't even eat. I got a problem with that. I got a big problem with that. Brother Robert Smith's brother gave a $40 million grant to Morehouse College and paid off people's loans who graduated from that class, I think close to $400 million worth of loans. I think he gave a $40 million grant And he's supposedly one of the richest black men in America. I think his name is Robert Smith. And I like that guy because I really believe the spirit of Christ is upon him because he spoke about helping others. And this is how you know when the spirit of Christ is upon someone, how they bear it to help others. A lot of times folks don't come out and say they're Christians because they don't want to offend people. We live in a society now, if you tell folks you love Jesus and Christ, you're saved. People get so easy offended, they start trying to get lawsuits. So sometimes folks don't even mention the term Christianity. They just do the word and let God take care of the rest. So when Robert Smith took out his checkbook and wrote out a check for $40 million to Morehouse College and paid off over $400 million worth of loans, he was freeing slaves. That was revival. That's the type of revival I believe the church is supposed to walk in this hour. I don't think revival is just tongues and coming to the altar and cry all night while the folks wear white outfits with choke collars on. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I think the gospel of the kingdom is much more deeper and much more profound. I'm going to point out something to you about our black culture versus the first century culture of Jews born by seed, born by birth. And we have two different worlds. Yeah, I'm going to show you that the Jews of that day, they didn't suffer financially. They had wealth. The wealthy rich ones were getting saved. The problem was they were giving money in the wrong directions, and they were giving money for the wrong purposes. Now, you talk that message to us, we don't have any 2 cents to rub together. We really represent the poor community of our country and our nation, the black African people. And so you got to be smart how to play the game according to kingdom chess moves, okay? Hello, Joyce Jackson, my spiritual mom. God bless you. Kathleen Smith, you're watching, of course. Mike Live here while I'm in Florida. And you're also listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I'm doing both. I'm calling into the show. And I'm still talking about S-I-T-U-A-N level of wealth, the 21st century weapon, which means if you're going to battle right in the 21st century in this country called America, a very capitalistic society, what I call a democracy and a republic together, I do both. And you say one, someone says it's not that one. You say that one, someone says not this. So I don't want to get into political arguments. I just know that the people who have the products to sell, to get the money for the product and increase that message across the board, makes the money. And whoever makes the money is able to control the politicians who pass the laws. Our lobbyists are very smart. I know we protest, we're mad against lobbyists, but at the end of the day, whoever has the money calls the shots. That's why God says the love of money is the root of all evil. So what God does through Christ is get you to fall in love with him, and then he requires you to follow the test of faith, which is your tithing and your giving and your seed sowing. And many believers, including preachers, don't tithe regularly, don't sow seed. We're after the money. They just want to build a business, create money. If you do the same thing in the world, do what sets you aside. The reason why the gospel comes first, because your finances are really used to promote the advancement of the kingdom gospel. So while I'm feeding people, while I'm putting folks' clothes on people's backs, I got to find some place where Christ is being preached, where Christ is being glorified, and it must combine both worlds. It can't just be, don't talk about Jesus, don't mention Jesus. We're giving them clothes and they just don't talk about the Lord. I can't do that. I just can't do that. If you're going to take my clothes and take my stuff, we're going to talk about the Lord. And that's exactly what I am about. Now, I want to read something to you, okay? And I got to do it kind of strategically here because I'm holding two phones. I'm on phone here, of course, on my radio. And I'm also broadcasting here on my live. So I'm doing two. So I'm going to hold my phone like this so you can see it. And then I'm going to also get to a scripture. I want to look at the book of Acts, okay? Look at this, everybody. Go to the book of Acts, and I want to show you a real powerful scripture starting at Acts 4, verse 33. Acts 4, verse 33. Watch this, Andrea, my student. This, I got one student watching today. Everybody else are visitors. And all my visitors, I ask that you sow seed to this class today and support our ministry, please. I think that's just respectful. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32 says, now the multitude of those who believe, were of one heart, and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed were his own, but they all had all things in common. Verse 33, and with great power or grace, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all, nor was there anyone amongst them who lacked, which means everybody took care of each other. For all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and bought the proceeds of things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. This is economic development. And they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and bought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, let me point out a few things about this portion of scripture. And I'm going to take a commercial break first from www.mybroadcastdv.com. And once you think this commercial, we'll come back to Mike Radio. Let's take a commercial break, brother.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay. We're back to www.mybroadcast.com. I've been talking about SITU, School of Intensified Training and Understanding. I've been speaking about wealth, the 21st century weapon. I've been showing you, biblically speaking, that God doesn't have a problem with wealth. He got a problem when the wealth has you. And the way God keeps you balanced when it comes to wealth is to put his kingdom first, tithing and offering seed sowing for the advancement of the kingdom. So if you make a lot of money, you got a lot of dough, you're stacking dollars, but you can't tell me how that money is infiltrating your local church and advancing the gospel of the kingdom, I think your money grabbing is a waste of time. And you're going to find this is a story that the book of James teaches, that the rich were so consumed being rich, they forgot the purpose of being rich. The purpose of being rich is to help someone else come out. I said this last time, Corey, I said this last time, Andrea, and I continue to say it. You know, if I live back in Chicago during good times, and I found a James Evan in Florida, this is a hardworking family. This is always get all the bad breaks. If I had $1 million, I would give it to them and say, you guys are such hard workers. Let me kind of help you out. So you want to put money and wealth in the hands of people who work hard. I don't want to give economic development to lazy people. I want someone sitting around just having baby after baby after baby and won't work a job. I don't want that. I want to have a type of help to what I call the working poor. They're working hard. They're doing their best. Councilwoman Ruby Cotton, you know, people who are trying to get a break, and all you got to do is give them something just to help them. You know, I've been talking to people all the time. If people just so see to help me, I can open our community center on River Street and run an outreach center that will blow your mind. And you can you believe I still can't get 30 people to sell $100? I can't get, out of all the folks I've helped for 39 years, I can't get 30 people to sell $100. $100 would give me $3,000 to open up a community center on River Street. Imagine that. But when I see people in the store, at Walmart, Kmart, they're buying up everything because our priorities are out of order. But the preacher always comes to the top. If someone got cancer, come pray for me. My child is sick. We got all these things. But until God shakes the tree, we never think putting kingdom first. Now, I'm not saying that just to put you on the spot, but it's a shame that we attend these ministries and watch these men and women of God minister, and many of us are not faithful tithers, we're not faithful givers, and we find any excuse not to support ministry. But times someone gets sick, shot, someone died, the first person you go to is the preacher. Come pray for my aunt. Come pray for my cousin. Oh, Pastor Mike, come anoint my dead cat. Oh, Pastor Mike, open. I'm saying to myself, man, you got to hold out calling, but you're never there in the flow of the ministry. Acts chapter 3 teaches you of the flow with the ministry. They're not sharing their resources and the property sold with just anybody. They're sharing it with the covenant people. People that's in the flow. I like to help people in Patterson who want some power Patterson, not folks who are always on Facebook dogging Patterson out. Call the mayor names. Call the governor names. Call the president names. I want to work with people like that. Get involved and help people, especially people who try it. I met people who are poor and they're trying. They trust folks. Love the Lord, but lacking in economic development. Got a bad credit rating. They need credit restoration. Some folks got things in their record. It's blocking it from a good job. They need their record expunged. Where can we give money at and have the wealth to free people to do better who's trying to do better? What I don't want to do is help someone who is just strictly lazy and blame the white man for this, blame the white man for that. Blame the police department this. Blame the police department that. Right? They protest against police, but don't protest when your brother is selling drugs in front of your house. What's up with that? We lopsided. That's why I don't get all excited when folks try to get you to protest. I'm like, get out of here. Y'all only protest for what bothers you. Get out of here. I'm looking for kingdom advances, Councilwoman Ruby Cotton. I'm looking for kingdom advances. So I want to see souls saved, come to Christ. I want to help our families who got a heart for Christ. I want to help our ministers like Andrea Carr, raise her up, that when she preached the gospel, she got the power to lead folks to Christ and help people. I'm not just giving money to people with holes in their pockets. All you want to do is go out and continue to take drugs and mess up your city. No. I want to find someone who says, McDuffie, I'm struggling with alcohol and drugs. I need a rehab. McDuffie, I filled out 30 applications. No one gave me a break because I got a record. McDuffie, when you start talking like that, the members start saying, well, what church you go to? Who's your pastor? You know, who's the one that you're submitted and committed to? And if I get the right answers, I'll work with you. But there have been people I've been around, in the case of Andrea, I'll be saying to myself, I can't wait till this conversation's over because I already know I'm not going to help you. And I don't say, I'll be like, yeah, don't call me, I'll call you. Because it's always game. G-A-M-E, just game. You're not serious? You're not really serious on what you want to do? No, you're not. How do I know? If I told you to go out yesterday and fill out 5 job applications, took 5 jobs. You went and did one and came home and went back on Xbox to start playing games. You're not serious? You're not supposed to help out everybody. That's a scripture. Let me show you this. Right? I'm going to get this out of my system before I show you another scripture. You're not sent to help everybody. That's one of the greatest false teachings of the Word of God. You're not sent to everybody. Jesus did not heal everybody. It was a certain woman. It was a certain man. It was a certain man. It was a certain woman. He went to certain towns and areas to heal everybody. Other places he went, the Bible said they had so much unbelief in him, he couldn't heal one. So he don't just arbitrarily walk up and just start healing people. There's a plan. There's an unfolding. There's a way kingdom unfolds. The book of Acts is very plain in how wealth is to be distributed amongst a people who is in the flow of the ministry. Let me give you a warning to some of you pastors. Stop feeling guilty because you feel you are you're not feeling guilty because folks in your community try to make you feel bad because you don't walk around giving out dollar bills everybody on the street. That's not how it works. I just read you in Acts chapter 3 that when they distribute the money amongst the saints, they was in the flow with the ministry. They was obedient to the apostles' message. So there are people you can say no to. No, I'm not going to help you. No, I'm not. And say it in love, say it kind, no, because you don't want to do what I ask you to do. I told you put on a white shirt and tie and go down the street and get interviewed and hire at Amazon. I'm not working at Amazon. White folks own Amazon. Wait, right now, you don't own anything. Go work for the white man. I work for the blue-eyed devil. Yeah, but you're in front of my door asking for a Burger King, asking for a Whopper. Go someplace. Go over there someplace. So when you teach this, folks think you're mean. Folks think, no, you know what I mean? I'm following the biblical mandate. You're not sent to help everybody. And you got to know who to say no to. Hello, Vanetta. Hello, Boss. Hello, Nero. Hello, Councilman Ruby Cotton. And I'm telling you, sometimes you may not always say no, but you will say something like this. Not right now. I'll call you later. Then there's always some people I find who are so hungry to do better. They don't need much. All they need is just McDuffie. Just give me $20 to get to my job and get you McDuffie. Pastor Mike, help me out. I'm in Section 8. I'm having trouble with my landlord. Could you help me out? Pastor Mike, man, you know, I'm a tither and giver, but I need a ride to the end of it. Can you help me? See, I like folks. That's distributing to people, you know, who really want to do something. And I got to ask the Holy Spirit to give me discernment because sometimes you can give to people with a hole in their pocket. The working poor is the working class I want to distribute and help. And this is what's being distributed in the book of Acts, chapter 3. Now, let me show you, I think it's chapter 4. Let me show you this, because I want to really teach this real carefully, because I really believe that church folks have been bamboozled. And somehow America would try to make you think, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to just go around and give your money out to everybody. Yeah, if I gave my money out to everybody, I'll be broke as you are. I pay bills, I pay rent, I got to pay mortgage, I got kids, I got to take care of my stuff too, you know? Here's one of the problems with giving money to people on the streets because you're giving them a false system. They'll never go to get another job because if you see people on the street collecting $1 from each car, they're making good $600, $700, $800 a day. They're not going to leave and go get a career with benefits and get established as long as we keep feeding the dogs or feeding the cats. You want to make a stray cat your pet? All you got to do is put out a bowl of food in front of your house, and every stray cat will come to your house. And every time you put out the bowl of food, the cats will keep coming. Now, these cats, all you know, that's an automatic meal. So you just created a pet and don't even know you got one. When you start giving your money out to everybody, honking at the horn, walk up to your car, you're creating a false system. And some of these kids are young. Someone who's wealthy to get my car, man. I want to talk to you. Sit down. While you're out here. And you'll find out there's a perpetual spirit, something that justifies them being. But I tell you, see, crack deals justify selling crack on behalf of the white man's injustices. So let me get this straight. So you're going to sell crack to my sister and brother because the white man sold you into slavery back during West Africa days 430 years ago. Am I correct? That's what you're telling me. So you're justifying the selling of crack to your brothers and sisters. I said, I'm trying to get over this. This sounds stupid. I'm dumb. Get out of here. See, we're not wealthy. Wealthy is what's in your head. So when you study the scriptures, Andrea, my student, you're going to know notice that God does not require the church to give money out to everybody. He requires the resources to be shared amongst the people that's in the flow with the apostolic alignment. That's what Acts chapter 4 teaches. All right, now, let me just give you something else. This is very important, my student, Andrea. One of the major problems with the Mosaic system or the Temple Mount, that the spiritual Jewish leaders of the temple was in love with mammon, and they put the love of money before Jesus Christ. So instead of trying to make the adjustments to Christ being the Lord, they would say it wasn't worth it. We'd rather murder you than give up the love of mammon or the handcuffs of the people of the controlling of the Jewish system. And that is what murdered Jesus, the love of mammon, because they wasn't about to give that temple up, which they call this holy place. They wasn't about to give up the selling of the sacrifice in the temple because of the money they made off of it. They were not willing to give up the love of man. And so anyone that comes to try to change us will murder you before we give the system up. So when God the Father finally sent Jesus, they murdered him, which is another term for crucified him. And then within 40 years, the very temple they tried to build, it ended up burning down to the ground. Not one stone left on top of another. And the only temple that was left was the invisible temple, which is the holy city of Jerusalem, the Mount Zion in Hebrews 12, which is approached by faith in Christ. You can't see it. It can't be shaken. And that's the one we walk in by faith and not by sight. And this is the one we're supposed to build towards right now. Are you with me so far? So let's get out this idea that we're supposed to be afraid of money, afraid of silver, afraid of gold. No, the church is supposed to have it so she's able to distribute it amongst the working believers so it can empower their lives. I just think, you know, I say to someone all the time, you know what, it would be amazing if someone just said, McDuffie, this building is yours. It would be amazing. So, McDuffie, this building is yours. Take this community center and turn the world upside down. But you know what? Out of all the pastors and leaders I know for 39 years, you think they would help me? Nope. They don't. Because pastors think in silos. They think in competitive markets. And they got their own thing going on. And you can't mess with their stuff. We don't think in unity. We don't think in wealth. We think in greed and the love of mammon. Now, if this applies to you, put it on and tie it real tight. Because I realize that even though that's the system I live in, I'm not bound by it because my faith will create a way out of no way. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't think God don't notice it. Don't think God don't see how we treat each other. Don't think that God said to you, well, your church only opened at 11 o'clock. Why can't McDuffie come in and hold your church at 7 o'clock? He'll be done by 10 o'clock. Why can't McDuffie hold his Bible study at your church on Thursday night? Why can't he run the service out of your building? Because we think the members we have belong to us. Because that's how we think. We think in competitive markets. Because we're competing with each other secretively. See, what was different in the book of Acts, I got 5 minutes for www.mybroadcastdv.com. I'm going to continue. I might lie for a few minutes. But I'm showing you here, when you get to Acts, let's see, chapter 4, and look at this. And Josie, was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated from encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and bought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So let's first make a separation between Black African Americans in Camden and Patterson in the 21st century form of Christianity versus the first century type of Jewish Christianity of that day. These were people that owned land and owned property. I gave you the example of Robert Smith and Oprah selling two of these big buildings. And supposedly the price tag they both sold it for was $10 million apiece, right? But one of them decided to put $5 million in the pocket, but didn't tell the apostles he sold it for $10 million. And what happened was, Peter said, "You're lying. You didn't sell it for $10 million. You sold it for $5 million and put $5 million in your pocket. Why are you telling me you sold it for $10 million? You know, you're trying to pocket $5 and probably trying to get some on the other side." So this was the love of mammon. That same spirit was trying to pop up. So Peter, the apostle, was decapitating the spirit before it takes on form like it did in the old Temple Mount. So Peter spoke with an authority, and look what happened in Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the proceeds. His wife was also aware of it and bought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but lied to God." Then Ananias, seeing these words, fell down and breathed. This one had a heart attack. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And that was to make the other rich folks say, "Don't y'all start with this love of money. Keep it in proper context." So the shocking of the truth being revealed, I think Ananias gave his own some heart attack. "I'm exposed. Job's dead. This is the believer. Where's your little grace message now? Somebody with all that grace. Where's the grace message here?" The guy, the spirit of greed was trying to infiltrate the early church, and Apostle Peter was already putting it in check quick and early. And the deep thing was, he said, the land was yours to own, but you might act like you sold it for a certain price, because this is pride. Aaron, he's trying to show, "I sold the building for $10 million, and I gave all $10 million to the church." Not really. You sold it for $5 million and told folks, you sold it for $10 million, but you told me you only sold it for $5 million, and you put $5 million in your pocket. But you want the praise of the people to act like you gave $10 million. See, pride, arrogance, the same thing that was in the Jewish Temple Mount was trying to infiltrate the early church. And Peter called it on the carpet, and the guy Ananias dropped dead. His wife walks in a few minutes later, and Peter said, "Did you sell for this price?" She said, "Yep, we sure did." He said, "Oh, you lied too. Drop dead." They both died. All around the love of money. Now, this is key, Kiki and Rodney. And this is why I really believe that God has established a system of tithing and offering giving and finding a ministry where the church leadership wants to distribute the funds to help people who want to do better, who want to improve. I don't mind giving scholarships to helping folk who are trying to help themselves. But I'm not going to create this socialistic system where you're home watching TV. The white man got me in trouble. The black man did this, and my mama raised me wrong. But you home watching TV all day and having these kids not taking care of them, selling drugs, justified selling. Get out of here. I'm not going to help. That is not true wealth. You've been listening to www.mybroadcastdv.com. We got to go. We'll be tuning in this Sunday at 9:30 for our church service. And I'll be teaching off of my social media page because I'll still be in Florida. But let's be ready for the mighty Something God Fellows at Church this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I got to go.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.